Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Have you noticed there's no turkey shortage?
Oh, yeah. Usually about this time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We usually have a shortage of birds.
That is true.
They say there are less birds, less turkeys being raised because a lot of people are moving away from turkeys.
Really?
Because I wouldn't
think so.
Dirty,
dirty bird.
I don't know.
I think of turkey as dirty.
Turkey sucks. It's awful.
He's right.
He's right. Yeah. You are right. Absolutely
you are
right. Correct.
Everything you say is
There's
right.
There's nothing about him delicious, right, Fidel?
No, dude. It's dry. It doesn't have any flavor.
Dark meat's the best.
Dark meat sucks. How do you feel about dark meat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we'd have to be nice to you. Dark meat sucks.
Well, I think dark meat is...
Turkey's way better
is
than...
juicier.
Yeah.
Dark meat is juicier.
Oh, yeah. No.
Because
like
the regular meat's just dry.
I don't know. All right. Well, nevertheless, now, if Spadilla had said that, yes, dark meat would have been the best.
It would have been the best.
How do you feel about cranberry sauce, Sarah Spadilla?
Also sucks.
Okay.
Yes,
thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
It does.
Yes.
It does. But yeah, they say that people are turning away from turkey. I don't feel like people are turning away from turkey. I mean, if you ate turkey in the past every Thanksgiving, I'm assuming you still do.
I'm so picky at Thanksgiving. I hate Thanksgiving. To be honest with you, I hate all the food.
I'm with Jamie.
It's just yucky. So what I do is, if you saw my plate, you would make fun of me. It's just a corner of a little bit of mashed potatoes over in the corner. It's a roll and some green beans.
Yeah.
Mine's that, but with mac and cheese instead of mashed potatoes.
Oh, if we have mac and cheese,
yeah.
I'd totally
What about stuffing?
No, yeah.
Oh, really?
Stuffing sucks, too.
I love
stuffing.
I don't like stuffing.
Yeah,
so
I love Thanksgiving.
Like, Thanksgiving is just a big thing of mush.
Yeah.
Just a mushy.
And you don't eat any of that food normally the rest of the year. You only eat it that one time, and it still sucks.
You're also the pickiest eater I've ever seen on the planet.
I know, but a lot of people agree with him. A lot of people, if you really analyzed it, it's not your favorite meal. It's a beautiful day and great to be with your family and friends and all that, and that part is awesome.
Yeah.
But that's the moment. But if it was really up to you, that wouldn't be your last meal.
No.
You know?
I agree with that.
No, but I would say that the dressing and making a whole turkey are the only two things. The other stuff I eat the rest of the year.
Oh, stuffing?
Yeah.
You eat stuffing?
Cranberry
sauce. I just said stuffing.
Oh. Cranberries?
No, I don't eat stuffing, and I don't cook a full turkey, but that's the only two things. But the rest of the stuff I do eat.
I
eat cream corn. I eat the yams, yeah, all year long.
Gravy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
Are we going to go through the whole
list? Just saying. I love the food, though. Yeah, a lot of people don't, but I love the food.
Yeah, but, you know, I would say overall, everybody goes, yeah, when you really think about it, it's not like my favorite meal on the planet, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I'm with you. If it came to your last meal,
right.
That's not the meal I would pick.
No, exactly. It's just about the day. For me, it's just about the day.
And football.
And being around everybody, you know, that part's, except for my son has put a wrench
football.
In it. Oh, my God. Now, you guys, so we're doing Thanksgiving, right? And then Friday, my kid is flying in on Wednesday. And then Thanksgiving, and then Friday morning, we are driving back to California with his truck.
Oh, because he wants his truck
He wants his truck. And I guess, because you're not supposed to have, he went in as a sophomore, right? And so technically, though, you can't have a car until you're a junior.
Huh.
But he's in some missile group or whatever, Rocket Club has parking spots.
Yeah.
And so he's going to park it there.
Oh, they're going to give him one?
Now, is he going to be legal or not legal?
He can park it there. Yeah.
Well, he can park it there, but is he allowed to have a vehicle?
No.
Okay, he's illegal. So he's driving dirty.
He won't park it on campus. It'll just be.
Let me just say it.
He'll be at Rock. It'll be at Rocket.
But he's not supposed to have it.
He's not really supposed.
Supposed to. He's driving dirty.
So we get to drive all the way from Colorado to Northern California on Friday. Yay!
That'll be fun. That'll be a good drive.
That is not the Thanksgiving I want.
On Thanksgiving.
No, on Friday.
What will you do on Thanksgiving though?
So I'm going to do two of them.
Are you cooking at all?
No. Hello, have you met me?
Yeah, I have. I knew it was a dumb question as I was asking, but I thought I'd throw it out there.
No.
So what are you doing for your thing?
So I'm doing what I usually do, Friendsgiving. Since my dad passed away, I always do like a Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
So I go to this house and they have everybody there. So that's what we do. Is Friendsgiving
locally?
Okay. Yeah. and then Christy tries to make some green bean casserole, and then she's usually had some drinks, and then turns out real bad.
Yeah.
I have the video from it, and it went. Yeah, but that's what we do, and I mean it's just the whole living room is just full of tables, just everybody's there.
That's cool though.
It is fun.
It's very cool. Even though you don't like the food, it's still a good day.
No, it's great. And then like the year before last, we. They went shovel sledding.
Yeah.
It's where you ride a shovel and you take a rope. You take a rope, you tie up the shovel to the truck, and then you ride.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like that.
I have no idea.
Very dangerous, but very fun.
Seems like it'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't think of that after the wine.
No. You are so right, Spadil.
You are right, Spadil.
You are so dead on today. Unbelievable.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.